Why don't women ever read or pray in Bethlehem's church services? I assume they mean in the pulpit, because it's not true. We have these spontaneous open times of prayer in the worship service, and women and men all speak out their prayers. And often the worship leaders have a responsive reading in which the women are participating. But the real question I think they're asking is, okay, there are prayers of praise, and there are reading of the text, and there's preaching, and none of those women do at Bethlehem. And that is intentional. And my reason is because, not that others have to see it this way, I view that moment and that place in the worship service as one of pastoral authority. The pulpit stands there symbolizing the Word of God preached, and that's what the elders are responsible to do. The reading of the text is part of that, and the offering up of the prayers of the congregation in an official, formal, representative capacity at the front is a elder pastoral. If you switched it all around and you said, I don't want to view any of it that way, then the principles wouldn't apply the way we're applying them. But in my sense, a woman is at that moment acting like a pastor or an elder, and that's what we don't think is appropriate. So it's a pretty small little place at Bethlehem. The pulpit is there, and that those three things, the prayer of praise and the reading of the scripture and the preaching of the sermon, is a very, very, very small part of the life of this church. Teeny weeny. It's big, important, but it's time-wise and ministry-wise a small thing. Ministry is happening 99.99% of the time out there in the world, in our ministries with the children and the youth and the adults, and women at Bethlehem are radically, deeply, profoundly involved in all those things. And the gifts of women in teaching is released in so many ways among women themselves. The women's ministry about them, thank you, Mary, very much, is really remarkable, and I praise God for it.